This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. The entire state is dry, with over 80% of South Dakota pegged on the drought monitor from moderate to extreme drought. Many dry soils are cracked, but SDSU Extension Soil Health Specialist Hans Klopp explains these cracks actually serve a purpose, funneling moisture deep into the soil profile.
Having these present in the soil is good in the fall because if you get some snowfall, it will infiltrate into all these large pores and be stored in the soil if you keep these large cracks intact.
Tillage destroys the cracks and channels, limiting moisture infiltration. Depending on soil structure, tilling of dry soils leaves large clumps and clods on the soil surface.
In some of the fields, there's a lot of large clods, but there's also a lot of very fine particles which are likely to blow in the wind easily.
Klopp encourages farmers to skip the fall tillage, not only enhancing water infiltration and drought recovery, but limiting erosion while boosting soil health. In addition, eliminating tillage leaves residue to armor the soil, conserving moisture. Klopp knows high-yielding crops can produce a lot of residue, and some may be tempted to bale and remove it, but he says there is a better way.
If you can graze the residue, that's another way to incorporate one of the soil health principles with livestock, and then that'll help eat up some of the residue, but also return some of the nutrients in the residue to the soil.
Find greater details on the value of skipping fall tillage at extension.sdstate.edu.